the pony story is now called the Princess Pony Story, isn't it? It's got a new name.
No, it's called the Pony Story.
Oh, it's called the Pony Story. Sorry, I thought we changed the name of it. Okay, we left off with the princess being stuck at the bottom of the cliff, fast asleep on top of the horses. The horses were having dreams. Every one of the four horses had a different dream. Do you want me to tell you the dreams that the four horses had?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, because they were quite amazing. Crystal had a dream that she was riding on top of a cloud, and the cloud ran into a flash of lightning, and she was transformed suddenly into a frog. Diamond had a dream. Diamond dreamt that she fell into a hole in the ground, and the hole had no end, and it went all the way through the earth, down the way to the other side of the earth, and fell out and went crashing through space and landed on top of the moon. Silver had a dream. Silver's dream was amazing. Silver dreamt.
Yes, but yes, you went to Silver already. It was Silver, Crystal, and then you went back to Silver.
Have I already done Silver's dream?
Yes.
What was Silver's dream?
The first one.
What was that?
You. Say it. You know it.
Crystal was on a cloud.
Yeah, she was on a cloud, and there was a crash of thunder, and she was turned into a frog.
Yes. Now, Diamond fell down a hole.
No.
Right? And fell out the other end of the earth.
No, that wasn't Diamond. It was Crystal.
No, Crystal was... Crystal dreamt she was on the cloud.
No.
And was hit by lightning.
No, that was...
I really don't think we know what dream Silver had. But if you think...
Silver was the one who was on the cloud, got hit by lightning, turned into a frog. Crystal was the one who fell down a hole and landed on the moon. And now we're on to Diamond.
Okay, Diamond. Diamond had the most extraordinary dream of all. Diamond dreamt that she was ice cream. That she was actually ice cream made of sea salt. And that the sea salt was found in the Atlantic Ocean. And all she dreamt about was eating and eating ice cream all the time. Until she got so fat from the ice cream that she burst and turned into a butterfly. That was Diamond's dream.
And now there's Sparkle's.
Sparkle's dream was very boring. Sparkle had a dream that she was reading a book. And one by one the characters came out of the book and gave her a kiss and a hug.
That's interesting.
And every page that she turned, she got kisses and hugs from all the characters. But the other person who had a dream
was
the princess. And the princess was in a deep, deep sleep. So deep, you would think the princess was never going to wake again because the princess was extraordinarily tired from crossing the sea to the skellies.
Hey, the ponies did the longest swimming.
Well, they certainly did. But the princess was hit by the wind from the sea, and the wind from the sea tired her. It really made her feel that she was just ready for the deepest sleep ever. So the princess's dream would take me a long time to tell. Will we just skip it?
Just tell me it.
Okay. The princess dreamt that she married the most beautiful prince who had ever lived. He was absolutely beautiful. He had beautiful curly hair. Black curly hair.
Ew.
He had green eyes.
Ew.
And he dressed in yellow trousers with a pink shirt. She thought in the dream that he was the most beautiful, beautiful prince that had ever lived. And on her wedding day, she was as happy as she could ever be. The day after the wedding, she was miserable. She discovered that all of his clothes were yellow and pink, that all of his hair was a wig, and that underneath his curly hair, he had short little red hair with stubby little tufts out of it and gaps. And she discovered that all of his teeth were false. And she discovered that he couldn't sing, he couldn't dance, and he was a grumpy prince. And she was married to him in the dream. And it took a very, very long time for her to get rid of him in the dream. Because as the dream went on, she tried every single way she could to get rid of this terrible mistake she had made.
Why didn't she break off her wedding ring and walk away?
Is that what you should have done? Taken off the wedding ring and walked away from the wedding? Yeah, she was after all only married for one day. No, in the dream, she got an axe and she sharpened it. And she waited until he was fast asleep. And she lifted the axe above her head. And she was just going to snatch it down and cut off his head when the axe fell out of her hand and fell backwards and landed on the back of her foot. And then she had a sore foot for the rest of the dream. Oh yes, the only thing that happened in the dream is that this prince that she had married said to her the day afterwards, "We made a terrible mistake, didn't we? I'm really not your type. Let's unmarry." So they agreed to unmarry in the dream. And they went along to the office where you can get unmarried. But in the dream she found that the office was shut and it said, "Gone on holidays for the rest of my life." So she couldn't get unmarried. And then she woke up. And there they were, all together. I don't know which of them had the best dream. I don't know which of them were helped by the dream. But the one thing that the princess knew as a result of her dream, she had to keep going on. She had to carry on around the whole of Ireland in her search to find somebody who she could go riding with and whose company she could enjoy. And it was no good marrying the first prince who came along. She knew that. And she also looked up the steps of the Skelligs and wondered how she was going to climb up the side of the cliff. Because the wind was blowing and the sun was beating in and the birds were flying high in the sky. That is the end of the dream chapter.